Welcome. Welcome.
I couldn't remember the first line. Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all the shiz that's gone in Apple, and there ain't much. Well, there is some stuff that we can talk, but it's not, it's boring crap, really, because they had a keynote, and we did keynote coverage, so I don't rehash that. And everything's been doing teardowns of all the new shiz from the iPads and that kind of thing. So the next 45 minutes to an hour and a half, to 4.5 hours, depending on how well it goes, could be interesting. Joining me, usual, fantastic panel. Absolutely brilliant. Starting us up, top left, a very coordinated Doc Rock.
In the early morning, too, by the way, which I was ready to wake up early. I was so glad when you texted and says that, oh, we, never mind BST, we're going to do our own thing. And I was like, yes. Anyway, how you doing?
So you're an hour later than normal, which is good. You look a lot perkier.
Yeah, well, I'm also drinking the world's strongest Earl Grey.
Awesome. And you've managed to get teal colors to match.
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah, teal's one of my favorite colors. I love that.
Remind me to send you something that you can't play on air, off air, and then you'll get it. It'll make you laugh.
Oh, okay. Will do. When do I have to remind you? Is there a specific thing I need to remind you? Yes. Next to him, it's Jeff.
How's it going?
All right, man. What's it doing with you?
You know, hanging out. And I feel like I've done a really good job color coordinating by wearing just a single shirt.
You're very monochrome. Even your hair against that white background. It's like white hair, black, white beard, black top, black hair, black mic thing. And then you've just got three splashes of color on the wall behind you.
Yeah, it's kind of a noir thing.
It is, absolutely. Now, we had a letter of complaint.
Oh, what I do this time?
No, it's what we didn't do.
Oh.
We didn't do the Boulder weather report last week.
Oh, well, okay.
And we got a letter of complaint. So look out the window.
Hold on. It is overcast, and it is about 53 degrees Fahrenheit. And maybe we'll get a little drizzle today. And springtime in Colorado is fun because you can get snow at any time. And so we may get a little bit of snow tonight.
Oh, cool. See, people will be happy now.
Yeah. There you go. Everyone, sorry about missing last week, but now you're up to date.
We're up to date. We did do it on the big show, but obviously you don't listen to that. And next to him, it's Patrice. How's it going, buddy?
Doing reasonably well this week. It's been crazy. It's Friday, so I'm happy.
We're not going to do the Arizona weather report because it's stinking hot, and that's it.
No, it's not hot. It's actually really nice right now. Like, it's comfortable.
What have you been up to this week, mate?
Just a lot of work everywhere, and like a lot of crap happening. People sick, all of that. So
people sick
a lot. Yeah, like a lot of people are sick right now here.
What's going round? Is it flu? Is it
just flu and all kinds of other viruses right now?
Dude, there's a bloke robbing your apartment.
I know. It's like a contractor. He's waiting for me, so I have to jump off real quick.
Oh, you just let... What, do you take him in or something like that? Like a homeless contractor?
No. He repaired the water heater.
You're a good man.
Put him on the show. Dog is useless. Your dog's supposed to, like, you know, sit there and be like, touch something and I'll chew your arm off. The dog's like, hey, dude, take me out. Let's go.
No. So what? The way the dog's playing it, right, he's going to drown the dude in saliva. And then whip him to death with his tail.
Yeah. All right. I got to jump off real quick. So I'll be back in a second.
We'll miss you while you're gone.
We'll just wait for you, mate. Go for it. Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Glad we could sort that out. Just talk amongst yourselves, fellas.
We should just get his hound to take his place to sit up there and say the same stuff as Patrice.
I think that'll totally work.
It's all fine. Just take whatever you want. Cool.
Hey, Patrice has a belly now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's nice. He's getting American, old. Dude. He's finally catching up.
The American life is definitely appealing to Patrice.
That's evil.
Dude, he found House of Pancakes, didn't he? Man.
That'll do it.
Oh, man. House of Pancakes. God, I would love to eat that.
He's coming back. He's coming back. Hello, mate. You all right?
Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
I got good.
Yeah, it's good.
We were definitely not talking about you.
Yeah, I know, totally.
Fellas, he's going to listen back to it now, and he's going to find out.
Yep.
He was going to anyhow, because he knows us.
We were just saying that you look really well, and American Life is agreeing with you.
Yeah, to some extent, yes.
Oh, now he barks. Oh. Now the bloke's gone. It's your dog.
He's mad. He's mad that guy's leaving. He's trying to tell the guy, Cletus, take me with you.
Is your dog on HTML5? That's why he's a bit delayed. No?
That's a good one.
If you called your dog Flash, he'd bark sooner. But he's still not secure.
No. No, actually, there was another dog outside I just saw.
Oh, so if you ever get savaged by another dog, your dog's totally up for it. However, yep. Robbers...
Yeah, other people, like...
Uh-uh. Lick him to death.
Yep, exactly.
Wall Street Journal says Apple Music has overtaken Spotify in the US for paid subscribers. Is that quite a big story? Because I guess it probably is, isn't it? Because you look at the time that Apple Music started after Spotify had already got a really good hold on it. The fact that they're reeling them in.
Well, Apple Music has been growing at a much faster rate for paid subscriptions compared to the other paid subscription services ever since it launched. And so, this is big news in that this has happened, but it's also expected news. At some point for paid subscriptions, Apple was going to go past Spotify. It was just a matter of time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't think people probably work out the deals about what the artists get on that. They're just looking for revenue from which is the cheapest and offers the greatest amount of plays.
I think there's two things.
Unfortunately, yeah.
What's the exclusivity like? Because I don't subscribe to Spotify at all, and I never will because I've got an Apple Music subscription. But what's the exclusivity like and the breadth like of artists and modern track available? We don't need to play them one track at a time, boys. So you can get that one on there, but you can't get it on Amazon. You can get it on there.
Spotify has the largest library, but there's a certain caveat to that.
Right.
Spotify sometimes features these things, for lack of a better word, I will call karaoke tracks. So imagine one day the three of us sit around a bar and decide to do, well, I say we need Mueller too. So say the four of us sit around a bar and decide to do like Beatles covers. We can do Beatles covers as horrible as they are, as off key as they would be. And Spotify will let that show up in tracks. So some of their tracks are inflated. So as a Spotify premium user, which I use because when I do event DJ, somebody will come up and ask me to play an obscure song. And rather than have to tote this gigantic hard drive around, I can pull music from Spotify through the Algorithm DJ app, which I've talked about many times on the show. Right. So I keep Spotify premium specifically for that. I don't really count the $14. I mean, the $10 a month I pay because it's charged to brides and grooms and corporate people, whatever. So I keep that one. And then I have the Amazon one because of Prime. And I have the Apple Music one.
And but the Amazon Apple Prime one's a bit crap.
Yeah.
Especially on modern stuff because my kids are irritating. Yeah, I mean, my kids are really pissed off that a lot of the stuff that they really want to listen to when they do it on Amazon Prime and on the Echo, they get, here's a sample of, and I'm kind of like, as soon as I can play that with Apple Music, then you're going to be happier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason why you get that, here's a sample of, is because they want you to pay the $7 for the Prime Unlimited. And then so it's, to me, it's better for it to not even be in a catalog than to tease you like that. That's just irking. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's in the Prime catalog. You have to be a member. Not, oh, here's a sample of, because that's irking.
Yeah.
So, So basically, Apple Music is probably the best overall experience. And I would probably say, honestly, second place, believe it or not, is YouTube Music. But most people don't know it exists, but that's part of your YouTube Premium subscription. So if you pay for YouTube Premium, which I watch enough YouTube that I can't stand watching commercials, so I pay for YouTube Premium, you get the YouTube Music too. But no one ever talks about that one for some reason. But it's a extremely large catalog.
That's kind of funny. I had forgotten about YouTube Music. And so now I'm looking to see if there's an Amazon skill for it.
Do you have YouTube Prime? I'm not YouTube Prime. YouTube Premium or Red?
I don't.
As they used to call it.
YouTube Prime.
But I keep thinking about signing up because I'm so fracking tired of the commercials.
Yeah, I just watch enough YouTube that would take a large chunk of my life away. So it's easier for me to give up the $10 than to watch, you know, even you can skip now some of them. The more modern ones you can't skip until after 15 seconds, and even better, they're starting to get to you can't skip till after a full minute, and I don't have time for that. I just don't.
I am totally with you.
Yeah, the same. I mean, the unskippable ads are really annoying. I get it, but it's like really.
Yeah. If I hit an unskippable ad, I actually just close the window and figure out if there's some other way I can see whatever it is that I was interested in.
You know what's amazing too, which I think doesn't get enough credit, is one of the cool things about Apple Music is just the way that you get the tie-in with the music that you already have. And none of the other services naturally can do that, but that kind of is nice too. You know what I mean? We used to have two separate subscriptions, right? You had Apple Cloud Music or whatever the heck it was called, and then Apple Music, and now it's kind of wrapped into one.
So there's no A-lady skill for YouTube Music, which means that I can't play it through my really nice soundbar that has Echo built into it.
Lame. You know, it's funny you say that, Jeff. I have been wanting in either of my three assistants to allow me to pick the name, not the name. And they can pick the name because you can change it to computer or you can change it to same word, or you can change it to the A-lady. But I wanted to let me change it to what I want to so I can do the Beastie Boys and go, A-lady.
That would be awesome.
That's a bit sad.
Why is that sad?
The Beastie Boys, really?
Man, I'm American, okay? I'm proud of it. Hip-hop is what we do. I'm from New York. At that time, that was my neighborhood. So, yeah. It'd be like, you know, somebody from the pool loving the Beatles.
Okay. Cool.
Fair enough. You know what I mean?
They were crap as well.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow.
The Beatles. Wow.
What do you listen to, Ewan? String quartet from a bunch of drunk
just,
folks.
Just Burt Bacharach. That's it.
Oh, I love Burt. You got to love a bit of Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello, I like.
Singing Burt Bacharach, even better. Have you listened to Elvis Costello's Burt Bacharach album?
I have not.
Man, you are going to thank me for that next week if you're not here the week after. Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello.
All right, I'm firing up iTunes right now to find it.
Oh, mate, it's beautiful. It's a brilliant, brilliant album. Superb. Really like it. I don't like slash metal, though. I listened to when I played golf and I used to go down the driving range to practice. I used to listen to a lot of techno and house. because that was great. You just get that shoop, 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 and you'd be hitting golf balls. It was superb. Gatecrasher. Listen to loads of Gatecrasher. Love that.
Oh, I loved when Gatecrasher and Ministry of Sound used to just put out these crazy long mix CDs.
Yeah.
That was the greatest.
That was it. That's what I had on. And I had them on me. I had a mini disc, Sony mini disc player. I used to have them on those. And every time you hit the ball, it would skip.
I have my sitting right over here on my desk somewhere.
And good mic tipping, dude.
Hoping to find a player so that I can play them.
What, your mini discs?
I have a stack of mini discs. My player crapped out, and I've been looking for some way to transfer them.
eBay,
but I have some sitting right over here on the desk.
eBay is your friend, buddy.
Okay, yeah, Ewan, Painted from Memory, Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello. Is that the album you're thinking of?
That's the album.
All right.
Absolutely brilliant album. Matt Monro is the man, says Magic Man. Anthem boy of all Brexiteers everywhere, clearly. Apple officially says, nah, not doing AirPower. Someone tweeted out today, well done, Magic, well done, Mattcast, you called it. And I was like, I called it first.
You know, there's a handful of us that have been calling this for a really long time.
They were never going to do it. They were too far behind the market, and their offering didn't do enough that was different.
Yeah, and I've been saying for a long time, AirPower may eventually come to market, but it will just be the name and it will be a completely different product. But this AirPower,
now that, no,
is
hang
never
on.
Going to
whoa,
happen.
Whoa, whoa, because here we go. Allegedly, Apple have filed a patent thing for something else that's to do with power. Oh, God, where's it gone? I've lost the bloody story. Muller, you had it. What was it?
Something with power.
Yeah, no, they've done it today. Not today.
Well, while you're hunting for that, the whole air power thing felt like it was thrown together at the last minute for the presentation where it was introduced because Apple just didn't have anything else. And
yeah.
But they felt like they needed something else.
Apple
at the presentation.
Smart charging system for iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, Macs. So it might have mutated.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for some insider scoop?
Sure.
I have insider scoop.
Chocolate or vanilla?
I can't throw this person out under the bus, but I know from someone who was sent to do a CE, which is a customer experience, which is where they take, whenever they come out with a new product, they pull a random employee from somewhere in the cloud, they pull them into campus, and they have a month with the product before the product comes out to see, you know, how it is and what they like about it, whatever, and they write, you know, because they want somebody that's not, you know, stuck to the program that's going to be like, of course it's great, I made it, you know, that kind of thing. It was working, fully functional, beautiful, worked as described, loved it. It would develop dirt in a crack that was extremely visible. And no matter how much you tried not to get it dirty, it got dirty in that spot and people would lose their crap over it. So that's why they scrapped it. And this
are
is
we talking,
from
sorry, are we talking
ago.
About naval lint or air power?
Huh?
Are we talking about naval lint or are we talking about air power?
Air power.
And I
understand that because if you look at your AirPods case, the only complaint about the AirPods case, the only complaint,
they look like
is that
shaving.
Stupid dirt that gets on the magnet that you can't get rid of.
My AirPods case looks like it needs a shave. Every day I clean it and it looks like it's getting stubble.
And then so if you have to be in the store or if you're in retail and you hear people come in and complain about that over and over and over again, even though it's such a minor thing, like, you know, you just tend to ignore it. Some people aren't like that because of them, for whatever reason, they think $150 is the end of the earth. But I would have people come in and complain about how expensive this is and how it doesn't work while they're holding like a $10,000 Birkin bag. And I'm like, your purse doesn't do anything and you're not complaining about that. But so, yeah, they literally scrapped it because of the customer experience of something that was not working. And to me, all you have to do is get rid of the white plastic. We're past it at this point, but they refuse to let go because I guess that's Steve's thing. And that white plastic is literally screwing them in the last couple of products that are white plastic.
Yeah.
It is so what it is.
Not sure it's but Steve's thing.
They won't get rid of it.
Go on, Patrice, say again.
I said, I don't think it's Steve's thing. I think it's just their brand. I mean, if you look at it, that's like most people associate that white plastic with Apple. Like they see airports or they see, well, back in the day, the old headphones, the old whatever. The
iPods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, iPod, I get it. It's like their brand, but their brand that was a Steve's thing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Deep Pan's got the title. No question. Time to wax back, sack, and Mac.
Wow. All right. So the whole thing with the speculation about all the coils being a problem and heat being a problem, that's not really the reason.
Go on.
Yeah, it was no, he said it worked perfectly fine. It was, everything was squared away. It was how it was. But, you know, if from as someone who sat through all the white plastic MacBooks coming in and we'd have to literally change the cover on like 50 a day, I can see why, you know, it would become a thing. Because it sits on your desk, your hand rubs across it every single day, you throw your watch, if your watch band is dirty, because your watch band would naturally have little epithelial cells on the back, and you, between throwing your watch over there and throw your headphones over there and putting your phone on there that's been in your pocket all day, it's just going to get dirty and people will probably lose their crap. And so if they made it black, nobody would care. But as he said, that was seriously the only problem and they scrapped it. So I guess either their material people are trying to figure out a different material, or maybe they'll finally come off this black thing like the HomePod. I mean, the white thing like the HomePod. Actually, wait, there's a white HomePod too, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, there's one. But it's
not exactly white. There's like just a touch of gray in it, which is probably on purpose so that they don't have Mark showing as much.
That's the fixer for the powder coats, or it's the fixer for the pigment on the plastics.
I tried really hard to get an on record statement because then I could pass it to all of my friends, but he's like, I'm not getting fired for you, but that's the truth.
We had
so
a guy.
I trust my homie, so I believe him.
We had a guy called Paul King who came on the show back years ago when we first started, and there was something was coming out, and it was constantly yellow, and it was meant to be white, and he said that's the fix, and he told us the whole story about how the plastic's made and why they put a fixer in it and why it turns yellow and what they can do to stop it turning yellow, and Apple hadn't done it because their shit was turning yellow all the time. So one of the iPods, I think. But I'm going back to when we first started. 2000. Maybe I think for the Mac.
I think that was the problem they had with the, was it the iPhone 4?
Yes.
Where you could get a white model?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. That was glass though. It wasn't plastic.
No, but it was the fixer that they'd used underneath it that was sending it yellow. So, Microsoft has a flagship store opening just around the corner in Regent Street from the Apple store. Apple are quaking in their boots, boys.
No.
Now, how can this be news? Because every time or every place that Apple has a store, that's a prime location for Microsoft to put one of their stores. So
in Hawaii, it's right across the street from each other. I mean, across the hall at the mall.
I think it's a waste of money because the one thing that, you know, if you go back to Mac versus PC adverts, yeah, fine, they were in competition with each other. But now there isn't a competition. There is absolutely zero competition between Apple and Microsoft.
I can tell you why this makes sense. And this is not about competition. This is all about retail strategy. If you put your store next or near to what's perceived as a competitor, then it boosts traffic for both locations. So if you want to increase traffic for your store, and you're getting ready to build it, find your competitor or your perceived competitor, build your store near there. That, I mean, that's all the reason Microsoft needs to build stores near an Apple store, because the Apple stores will increase traffic for the Microsoft stores.
Yeah, it's like Burger King is always next to McDonald's. It's an old retail
strategy.
All right, so it's got Microsoft are not thinking for one second that they're in cahoot or in opposition to them. They're just, I mean, there might be an opposition when they start selling the Surface there or something like that. But I'm just wondering. I just don't see, outside of Xbox, perhaps, which is probably a real good goer for them. I don't see why they need a retail outlet in the first place, anyway.
You know what's funny? I was just going to tell you the only reason why the store here is popular at all is people go in to grab cartridges and whatnot. People will play with the big display. People will play with the flippy down iMac thing, which is gorgeous. Like the implementation is gorgeous, right? It's like a giant iMac 27 inch, and you can lay it down like a tablet. It has the big brass knob that looks like this for controlling stuff. It's great experience, but no one buys one. But everyone buys Xbox kit. And they sell a lot of cartridges.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the kids stay there while the mom is at the makeup shop next door. The kids go in and play whatever they're showing on the Xbox or with the virtual reality headphones. You see little kids like. And that's the Microsoft store.
I don't know what your experience is, like foot traffic wise, but like whenever I see a Microsoft store, it's usually pretty empty. Which is sad. I mean, I think they deserve a little bit more.
They are a decent company at the moment, tech-wise. They're doing a lot of innovative stuff. They've got key stuff which is working. So good luck to them. I don't think they've really got stuff that's retail-biased enough to have a store. Mm-hmm. There's a comment from Deepan saying this is the first Microsoft store in the UK. And Magic Man says, did they have shops before and they failed? And I think they had stores in America, but I don't think they had anything in the UK.
Yeah, stores in America. Plus, they also do a thing here that where they'll do kiosk stores, meaning instead of buying or leasing the whole shop space in a mall, they'll rent a kiosk space in the common area between the stores.
Yeah, they have like shop in shop, which Apple's also doing. Like Best Buy, for example, has that.
I love the fact that in our chat room, Muller and Magic Man are fighting over how good the Surface is when Muller doesn't own one. Magic Man's an Apple fanboy and he's never going to own one.
It's like two blind men talking about it.
I would defend whoever said the Surface is good because the Surface is good. But it's one of those things where if they had pulled that trigger a year or two earlier, it'd be a dominant force. But they waited till the last minute to finally get into the hardware game, and they were just a little bit too late. Yeah. The Surface is a marvelous machine.
Yeah, it is. But everyone that I know that's got one machine, says it's brilliant.
But I think that they were kind of screwed on the timing all the way around. If they had brought Surface to market 2 years earlier, the hardware, I believe, would have been disappointing. So they end up showing up when they do. They have the right hardware, but their timing is slow.
Deepan says Microsoft never had anything in the UK, but they had sites within John Lewis, so little mini stores, department store type stuff. Muller and Magic Man, two blind men at the OK Corral with guns. Apple, stop it. Apple Special Projects Group gains former Google machine learning expert. Is this just a kind of general acquisition of the fact that they want a guy who's good at machine learning and he'll just get generally eaten up? Or have they got a specific project, do you think, that's in the offing with the machine learning stuff?
Probably a bit of both. I mean, machine learning experts are like really like people are looking for, or companies are looking for them. And we are talking about it. So I think in general, if someone like that is available for hire, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, anybody's going to try to snatch those people up. But I think, I mean, I'm pretty sure Apple has something in the works that's where they want to expand their already pretty impressive machine learning capabilities. Because why not? Like, they can do it, so let's try.
Yeah. Nothing neat. I mean, it's too hard to.
I don't know what. Thing. But
are you thinking you're going to get an insight maybe at WWDC?
I'm pretty sure there will be some direction. I mean, last year was very heavy on machine learning. It was basically like every second talk was either privacy or machine learning, and usually both. So I'm pretty sure we will get something. But I mean, this person being hired, I mean, that's like a 2, 3, 4 years down the line. I could definitely see like all the car or like self-driving car topic is probably heavy on machine learning. But like there is so much potential in it, and also so much research that still needs to happen. One thing I talked to Apple about was machine learning on audio files, because right now you can do text, you can do images, but audio files are simply harder or like impossible apparently right now, or like at least not researched as well. And that was something they were like, yeah, we're probably going to look into that next.
Yeah.
I mean, but he didn't say it this way. He said, oh, yeah, that is very interesting. That's what all he said. But like, you can read between the lines and say, okay, yeah, we're probably going to look into that.
Now, this is way outside my pay grade, but it says that his speciality is generative adversarial networks. Two neural network architectures are pitted against each other to do creative content, creating fake images and that kind of stuff. Is this that kind of, you remember the Daisy What's-Her-Name porn video? That was utterly fake. It was last year.
Oh, yeah, but I could.
Daisy Star Wars see girl. That.
Like,
Daisy. What's her name? Daisy Ridley. Daisy, is that right?
Yeah, someone created a porn movie that was Daisy Ridley that had a fake face on it, but you couldn't tell it was spot on. And there was the what's his name? Steve Buscemi.
It's called a deep fake.
Oh yes.
Yeah, where Steve Buscemi was doing the speech from Jennifer Lawrence at the Grammys or something, or the Emmys. It was her voice, but it was Steve Buscemi doing all the facial expressions, absolutely everything, but it was utter deep fake. I think it's that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. I could also see,
I'm not suggesting that Apple's doing a fake Daisy Ridley porn video. That's not what I'm saying, but
yeah. I could see applications in AR and gaming, like generating, like using machine learning to generate content, actually, like game content.
Yeah.
It turns out there's more than one video. Holy crap.
Of what?
There's a whole web page for them.
For deep fake porn videos.
Of Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, that's probably in a whole industry by now.
Oh, my God. Margot Robbie's got one. Ariana Grande. I don't know whether I should.
I'll just close that window.
Well, you're not at work, are you? Oh, I guess you technically are, actually.
I'm always at work.
Oh, no. So I've put a link in, and it says I can't send it to our chat room because it's a porn link. Is that coming? Right. Is that coming in the chat room or not? Excusing the pun there, but
nope.
It hasn't shown up in the chat room.
No, I'm surprised that Mueller can post anything.
Yeah, no.
If we have a
filter. No kidding.
Do you want Mueller? Yeah, because Mueller.
I don't think that's what they meant by deep fake.
There we go. I've put some spaces in and it's worked. At the risk of the fact there's going to be some rude noises here. I don't know whether to click the link or not. what do you think I'm better clicking the one where she's got a machine doing it or the one where there's a big dude doing it?
It's Star Wars, of course the machine.
this is podcasting gold right now.
It is, yeah. That's not her.
Like, it's like C-3PO is hung. Holy crap, who knows?
That's not. Oh, that's her. Holy crap, that is her. My life, that's realistic. Oh, Christ, the Ariana Grande one's good as well.
Hey, Alice is going to walk in. Dad, what are you doing?
Well, he's
I'm doing research, son.
Yes, this is work. Oh, the Emma Watson one as well. That's incredible.
Are you giving me stuff to do this weekend?
Who knew she liked it there as well? I had her as a conventional girl. I don't know who this girl is.
Well, everyone likes it at Hogwarts.
This is a fake girl. I don't know who it is. Some of these you've got to be clearly American for, I think. No idea who that is. I'm skipping through here. No, it doesn't look, I don't know who that is either.
There's a Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner and Natalie Dormer. How come there's so many British chicks on here? Natalie Dormer.
Because Natalie Dormer's the hottest woman on the planet. No, she's not.
I think so too. Thank you. Nobody believes it, but
yeah, but
she played it.
Oh, the Margot. Hey, the Margot Robbie's not
Amberlin.
Bad. The Margot Robbie's pretty good. Part. I never knew that Margot Robbie was left-handed. Man, that's cool.
Did they have Martha Stewart? I'm joking.
Do we need to leave you alone for a little while, Ewan?
No, it's all right. I'm done.
All right.
Okay. They have Gail Gadot. Man, that was quick, Ewan.
Well, no, that's generally when I watch porn. I'm about that quick. So. Oh, man. I've got to be down in the office this weekend, darling.
You have more research to
do. Is that Mueller laughing or continuing to watch?
He's continuing to watch. I'm glad there's two screens between me and him because I don't want to know what he's doing right now. The show title is Who Knew C3PO Was Well Hung? We got...
My God, sir.
How do we get a guy moving into a really cutting-edge area of Apple and we get more fun out of the Daisy Ridley porn video?
Yep. You know, I'd actually forgotten what led us down this path, so thank you for reminding me.
That's what Ian Goodfellow is moving to Apple in order to make fake deep fake porn videos.
Hey, we are on topic because earlier we talked about the white bonding agent.
Oh no, don't move on. Move on. What's the next story? Because we're running out rapidly. 200,000 people subscribed to Apple News in the first 48 hours after launch. I got to say, I was sorely tempted. Huh. I was hovering over the click, and then someone put in a thing about Readly being £8, and I was like, oh, I don't know now. But my wife wants Gardener's Question or Gardener's World magazine. Mm-hmm. Is that on Readly? That's on Readly, right? Okay. So, see, this is where I'm going to get shit, because it's like, well, darling, I didn't get you the hard paper copy because I was thinking of the planet. And I know you could take that down with you to the allotment and use it and that kind of stuff, but I've got a subscription to Readly, so we all get loads of magazines and you get Gardener's World. It's like, that's not my present, is it? That's what she's going to say. I know that's what she's going to say.
Yep. So. What's really funny is Texture changed their page. We talked about them last week. They changed their page.
They're gone. Yeah, they folded.
It says, goodbye, Texture. Hello, Apple News Plus. So that was it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it in Sherlock Texture. They bought it.
Done and dusted. Shia.
Yeah, which, I mean, I was tempted, and then I realized that I barely ever read magazines. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing it.
But that is so trippy, though. We did it. I didn't know yet when we were talking about it last week that it was Texture. And we just straight up assumed that they Sherlocked it as they used to. But now it's easier to bylock it than it is to Sherlock it.
Is bylock a word, or have you just made that up like every other
I just made that joint a word now. So okay. If somebody uses it later, I want my money back.
Yeah.
I'm going to use bylock all the time.
Bylock. They bylocked it.
Yep. And it's genius. Because why waste time recreating it when you can just buy it?
No, that's like a greeny genius. It's only genius if someone says it next year you had no connection to, because then you know it's gone viral.
Okay.
You can't be genius in your own head.
Oh, yes, I can.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
Yes, we can.
It's got to be an external objective.
Minutes ago, you were taking matters into your own hands.
No, that was Mueller. And that's why I was glad there was a screen between us. And it was a small matter.
Yeah, I thought that it was obvious that this was texture.
I mean, we knew
that Apple had bought it, and like, yeah.
I'm trying to see if Muller's left his earphones down, whether we can say something about him when he's gone or whether he's still got his earphones on, because you can hear yourself. When you go to the loo, you can still hear the show.
So. Okay, so then one more. It's not only a little matter, because he's old, it's gray matter.
Apple shares new shot on iPhone XS short film exploring the Cuban surfing community. Bit niche, that, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
There's only like 10 blokes on the video. So it's just like,
I just posted a video to YouTube where I shot a really short film on my iPhone.
What was it like?
It was just me making a cup of whiskey, but it with the flat profiling and stuff now and the high dynamic range, you can do pretty cool stuff with it.
I sent a short video. It was my ass that triggered the button, and then I switched it off. Muller's come in pointing to his earphones, still on his head. He heard every word. And then he says, none of us have got fathers and mothers that were married when we were born. Are we done with the shot on iPhone thing?
No, I think that's still going, right?
It's still going because everyone goes, oh, show mine, Tim, show mine.
Well, that's reason enough for it to keep going.
I remember the last event, there were a couple.
Give me my 15 minutes fame, Tim.
Or like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
If people are still actively interested in hoping to get seen by using shot on iPhone, then why wouldn't Apple keep it going? Because it's not like it costs them money for people to use the hashtag.
Exactly. And I mean, if they want to reuse a shot, I mean, they pay a little bit for it, but I'm pretty sure it's still cheaper than like the professionally shot
You're not getting 150 quid in insertion.
So, exactly. Like 150 quid in iTunes gift cards.
Well, you think about it too. You got guys like Steven Soderbergh last year that shot an entire movie on iPhone, right? So people are going out on purpose to kind of do this stuff. You know what I mean? Netflix also recently had a show that was shot all on iPhone.
The first minute of this video, the entire surfing community of Cuba is a little girl who can't surf. It's cute and all the way she falls off, but the first minute, there's no surfers.
They're showing you that they grew up dreaming about surfing and now they're surfing.
Oh, sorry, mate.
That's the connection that I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, surfing community, I don't know what the surfing community is like in Birmingham, but here it's life.
Well, I got to say, we do lack the rollers. The canal gets a little bit of a bore once in a while if one of the canal gates is left open, but it's you know, the white tops are few and far between out here, mate.
Yeah. I mean, you got people falling.
So that's what I was pointing to, the disconnect, because if you grew up around it, like, you would see why this would be appealing. But
yeah. The people that surf, it is a way of life. There was a thing on the F1 coverage where they took Pierre Gasly out with Damon Hill to surf when they had the Australian Grand Prix on. And Damon Hill apparently did it to relax wherever they went in the world. He'd always find out. He had an application on his phone that says where the best breakers are and stuff. And he's a consummate surfer. He does it, and it's a religion for him. Absolute religion.
Yeah. We have Dawn Patrol. You have guys that go out at like 4 a.m. to get like the early surf. It's crazy. No, it's so funny here that our weather report consists more than 50% of surf report.
Yeah, cool.
On every station. Because you're surrounded by water. I mean, the beach
That's actually pretty awesome.
The beach is closer to my house than my... I can literally take my network cable and run it all the way across and still be connected.
Hmm. You can surf while
and,
still
and
connected.
And the waves in Hawaii are insane. Like, I've seen that.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Right? They're like glass buildings. They're huge.
Is that reef because of reefs? Or
Yeah, it depends. Depends on what section.
Because I did a
part
thing.
Part of the North Shore one is just because there's such a large body of water, it literally can grow. We measure from the back, right? Now, they classify it weather-wise from the front, but the true measurement is from the back. So a 30-foot wave is literally 60 feet. Like, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And if you go out anywhere between, say, December and February to the North Shore, they can get as high as 80 feet.
But I don't get a 30 feet is a 60 feet.
Because the curl part in the front is 30 feet. But because of the way the wave builds, the bottom down here is twice as high.
Oh, right. Right? Okay. Because mm-hmm. It's ripping forwards. Yeah. Got you.
Yeah. So it's a crazy ass volume of water. It gets nuts after about 4 feet. When it's overhead, as we call it, from that moment on, I'm done. Like, I ain't going no more.
Mate, because surfing a tube, when you get hit.
When you get hit just from the weight of like a 3 or 4 footer, it's like
a ton of water,
crunched in rugby, right? So the guys that go out there and go on anything like twice their height, that's just insane.
Right, so water weighs £1 a pint. So if you've got an imperial gallon of water, that's 8 pounds in weight. And you look at how many gallons of water in a 3 foot swell. And all of them are 8 pounds. You're just like, Jesus Christ. So even your gallon is 5 pounds.
And you would be amazed at how many surfers, quote unquote surfers, you know, mainland guys run out in the water without looking first, right? And do dumb stuff. I've literally watched a dude break his neck because he got out of his rental car. He starts running towards the beach. And I yelled, hey, don't go in the water. And he looked at me like, what the hell is this guy telling me what to do? And his friend stopped and he ran out there. And the guy goes, oh, why shouldn't he go out there? I go, bro, you come to a beach and all the brown people are sitting here holding their surfboards and there's nobody in the water. Why would you go and run your pale ass in there without asking a question first? He didn't pay attention. He just ran. And the very next wave, it shot him out the back. And when it sucked back in, there's no water almost. He landed head first, snapped his neck.
Damn.
Ugh. Wow.
Like you just don't run in the water here without looking at it first and seeing what it does. But the clue was all the people, like all the Hawaiians are sitting on the beach, like holding their boards and waxing and just waiting because it wasn't time to be in the water. And this idiot ran in. And next thing you know, the helicopter is lifting his ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Apple drops the HomePod price. Just that downer was brought to you by Hawaii Tourist Board. Apple drops HomePod price from $349 to $299.
Yeah.
New products or just not selling?
I think it's neither. I think it's simply they've offered so many discounts. I mean, if you looked at basically everybody else was selling them sometimes for $100 off, like $250, or I think I've even seen Black Friday, if I saw them for $200, that I think Apple was simply, well, we should probably follow that trend a little bit more.
Even in the UK,
sell it a little bit more.
Even in the UK, gone from $319 to $279.
Of course, correcting for the market.
Hitting that price point, the new price point, that's a psychological barrier. $299,
mm-hmm, I think so.
In US dollars is much more appealing psychologically than $349 because now you're under $300.
What's the Sonos?
Yeah.
And, is it still $179? Sonos One still $179.
I think it's more.
No, I think it was more or less the same. It was either also $299 or $349. It was more or less the same price.
Muller's put in here, they sat on the shelf while Alexa sells them by the boatload. Alexa does sell by the boatload, but I don't think it's a competition for the iPod, HomePod. It's the Sonos One that's giving it all the grief.
And you can compare
Gen 1 is $199.
$30 or $50 device with a $350. Like, that's simply not even in the same price range.
So it's still a ton off price, though, as well.
Yeah. I think it's also probably because Apple can do it now. Like, I mean, you know usually how that goes with
old
like
hardware,
scale and time, the prices for production go down, and Apple was probably ready to do it now. Which is rare. The one thing that Sonos is doing,
which is genius, the HomePod and the One as a single speaker is good, but as soon as it has a twin, it's fantastic. And the same thing with the HomePod. So what Sonos has done is on their site, you can buy a single one for $199. You can buy a set of two for $379, but it has financing now. You know, you pay $25 a month until you pay it off, and it looks like there's a very low percentage, or you can buy a set of four. Where, you know, Sonos is going to shine is when you have more than one. And at $200 a piece, it sounds scary at first, but you know how people are when they, oh, if I can pay, you know, X amount a month, I'm in. It's just silly, but that's what they do. So that's kind of a genius thing on Sonos's behalf. And they're doing it Sonos themselves versus worrying about Best Buy or somebody doing it.
Mm-hmm. Sonos was also pretty smart. I just went to their website and they now offer not just two Sonos ones, but also four, and combinations with other devices for actually a really reasonable price. Like, you can get four Sonos ones for $700.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is good. What about the five? The five still about $500 or?
Yes. $499.
And their soundbar is still $700.
Yeah.
Oh, the Beam is incredible. $399.
I was going to say, the Beam's only $400, isn't it? Yeah, it's supposed to be...
Yeah, that's the small one, though. But that thing is incredible, and it's always on sale for $349.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think Rob's got one in the chat room, and he rates it. Most definitely.
And she's Alexa, by the way.
It sees Alexa.
No, it is. It has it built in.
Oh, what?
Alexa full-on Alexa? And the reason I'm asking is because the soundbar that I bought last fall, it's the Polk soundbar that has the Echo built into it.
Yeah,
it is so hobbled. I mean, it's a perfectly good soundbar, and I really like it, but it's almost worthless as an Echo.
So what's cool about the Sonos One is it does have a full Echo implementation, but if later you decide you need more sound, you can just get the wireless sub for it. And that bar and that sub can literally be your living room, you know, like entertainment thing, not just for you watching movies and Netflix or deepfakes, but when you want to have some people over, have a couple drinks or whatever, it's a, you know, good background set. It sounds fantastic. You know, so I think... It's not as expensive as the Bose or the LG or some of the other, you know, quote unquote higher end ones out there, but the sound on it is super incredible. And it actually controls the Fire TV the whole nine yards. Like, it is a real deal, Alexa.
Well,
cool.
That sounds better than my Polk soundbar then. A lot better.
Mm-hmm. Tell them to send you one. You're Jeff Gavin. Oh, no, you don't write no more.
Jeff freaking Gammon, man.
Yeah, don't they know who I am?
You're Jeff freaking Gammon, man.
Yeah.
This podcast and everything that goes on this network is sponsored by TSO Host. They save our bacon on a regular basis. They give us all the bandwidth we need, and they give us our domain names and everything. We love them to bits. If you'd like to get some of their stuff, then go for it. TSOhost.com. You get an offer code BTN20, and they get you 20% off your basket. But here's the best bit. If you look at what they want from us, all they want is recognition on social media, brand recognition. That is it. Get yourself out onto the net and say thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. That is it. That's all you've got to do. It's dead simple. Please, 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 if every single person that listens to the podcast did that, they would be over the moon. That's all we need from you.
Mm-hmm.
Please do it. Right now. Stop what you're doing. Stop the car. Do it now. We've also got the bash coming up. 27th of July is the bash. We need to sell 60 adult tickets for it to run this year. If we don't sell 60 adult tickets before a month before, then there won't be a bash this year. Plain and simple. It'll be a barbecue in my back garden for the loyal few. So 60 adult tickets is the minimum that we will do a bash. Otherwise, it won't happen. So please, please, please get yourself along to britishtechnetwork.com/bash and you can order tickets there. Usual price, £25, £5 for kids. And it's loads and loads of fun. It'll be good.
Oh, I should get on the planning then, plan out my Europe trip.
Are you coming back then on 27th of July? Good man.
I will try. Like, that was the plan. I will be there and I'll like do a little bit of a work trip.
Brilliant.
Europe.
Right, there you go. 27th of July, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's loads and loads of fun. Please, please, please book yourself.
Absolutely.
On. Support the bash.
I really
missed
it last
away.
Year. I can only...
Well, if you, I mean, plan to come over here, because if there's no bash, you'll still be welcome to stay at my place and we'll still have a party in the back garden for everyone to come and see you. But it'd be better if it was a bash. It'd be way better if it was a bash.
Oh, yes.
And last, then also, please, please check out Wirecast, because they give us the software to do this. Telestream are superb. We love them to bits. Please go to telestream.net and have a look at the products that they've got. Some fantastic stuff, including ScreenFlow, which is an amazing piece of software. And you can do the same thing with them. Please, at Telestream, thanks for supporting at British Tech. Without their support, again, we're struggling. We're really struggling. And you can donate to us. We've got a Patreon page, which I'd rather you didn't use, because Patreon are a bunch of arseholes who completely reset our account every few months and then make us find out what our W6X code is or whatever. Just go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscription and you can give us a regular payment of $5, $10 or $20 that keeps the network running. And it pays for Kyle to do the news show every day. And if you've not listened to the news show, you bloody should, because it's 5 minutes of the big top news stories of the day. You pick it up. It's always posted. Kyle is in the perfect location in the world because he wakes up in the Philippines, goes through all the tech that's just finished in the US, and then he's made a podcast and it's in the feed by 9 o'clock when you go to work in the morning. So it's perfect, absolutely perfect. Check that out. And also give us a review in iTunes. We haven't had reviews in iTunes for a while, so get on there. Give us some reviews. If you've already given us a review, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Please get in and revisit your review and rewrite it, so we'll get some kudos for that. That'll boost us up in the iTunes rankings. And we'll sort out how we get to the reviews, and we'll figure out how we can read them, and we'll read them all out, I promise. We definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Hoyer for my glasses, because they're awesome. I was sitting today, actually, and I was using my glasses in the car, and I was sitting thinking, I really do value these glasses. I've never had a pair of glasses that I love as much as this. They are easily my favourite glasses. And I'm not just saying that because they gave me the ones for the shows. I paid for the ones for my glasses for normal use. It was that. Check them out as well. Podcast@hoyer.co.uk if you want to have a go at the unique experience. Right. Here we go then. It's time for the cool thing. Doc, start us off.
I have two. One is kind of a news pick. You guys know my love for Anchor products. I have Anchor products all over the place. Like, here's a battery pack. I got cords everywhere. Absolutely love Anchor products. Well, I've been on this
travel
thing lately.
Why this podcast is not sponsored by Anchor, I do not know, because we plug their group all the
time.
We
all do it. Yeah. All of us always find an Anchor product and we go through the roof. So... one of the coolest things that they've come out with recently is known as the Anchor PowerCore Fusion Fusion Power Delivery Battery Charger. And what it is a PD-based battery charger that you can use to run your MacBook, and it works with your iPad Pro, but it also has a IQ USB port. Well, finally, to make life easier for people who don't want to order things through the mail, Apple Store is finally carrying Anchor products. So after like 5-6 years of us raving about how good they are, they actually made it into the Apple Store proper.
Nice.
Now you know they're good. So to Adam, who is a MFI queen, like it has to be MFI or Adam won't buy it. Even he has been telling you forever that Anchor products are the real deal MFI. It's not going to blow up your phone, swell your batteries, make your watch battery like, you know, blow off your arm. So legit, they're at the Apple Store. And if you have the opportunity and you travel a lot and you have a new USB-C based charger thing, and please, Apple, put USB-C in the phone, the PowerCore Fusion Delivery battery charger, it's lighter, more powerful, and it's $100 at the Apple Store proper. Now, the other pick is a speculative pick yet because it's not here, but I know it's on the way and I'm just waiting for them to allow me to pre-order. I did not get AirPods 2 because I'm waiting for Power Beats. And up until now, I've always not really liked Beats, but these Power Beats look amazing. And I know Patrice had wired ones back in the day, but they're finally coming out with a H1 chip version of the Power Beats 3, and they will be like AirPods that can hook around your ear. So if you have a big ass head like myself, the battery lasts longer. The case is a little fat, but they get the full pictures and breakdowns on Mac Rumors if you want to go and check it out. But I am definitely buying Power Beats, and I can't wait until May.
I was out with someone the other week. Deep Pan's put in the chat room here. You're talking about big ass heads there. I was thinking about mine because it's shrinking. And Deep Pan's put, you in time for you to get some different shaped glasses now that you've got a skinny face. And I was out last week and someone said, how old are you? So I told them and they said, take your glasses off. And I was like, yeah. He said, you look way younger with your glasses off. And I said, funny enough, with my glasses off, you look way younger as well. Cheeky bastard. Jeff, I forgot your name then. Jesus.
it's the glasses. I totally get it.
Yeah, take them off. You look way younger. What have you got for us, pal?
Well, I tried to grab a link from the App Store, but apparently the emails aren't going out. So you'll have to look it up. But it's a game for the iPad. And it's called Starman, and it's one of those puzzle games where you have to figure out how to get from point A to point B, and so you have to do things like push a button or move a box and figure out how to make something slide, and the idea is you're this little spaceman that. That is trying to add color back to his black and white world. And so each time he finds the end of the path or gets to the end of the puzzle on the level, it releases another little color element for the game. And then eventually you get to the point where you've brought color back to the world. But it's a fun game, and it's kind of a relaxing game too. And I don't think it's that new, but I hadn't come across it until last week, and it's I think just like only $4,
£6.99 in the UK. So they've got the exchange right then.
Okay, yeah, then I've got the exchange rate right. And it does have like a bonus level, excuse me, that you can pay for up front, or you play through the whole game and it'll unlock the level.
$6.99 and it's not the lot. Wait a minute.
So anyhow, Starman, it's a fun, kind of relaxing little cool. puzzle game.
Very good pick, mate. Like that. Go get it. Jeff says it's good. Patrice, what's your pick?
So my pick is the Echo B4, which is a smart thermostat. So if you have an AC, like a lot of people in the US, and you need like a smart thermostat, the Echo B4 is really awesome. It wasn't that expensive. It's at $249. The cool thing about it is if you are into Alexa, it comes with a built-in Alexa voice service. So you can actually just yell at the Echo B and it will change whatever temperatures you want. I don't use that because I connected it to HomeKit and I just use my HomePod for that. But I think it's still really, really cool. Other than that, the installation was really well documented and that simple. And if you don't have a screwed up wiring that I had, and I had to have someone come in and fix that first before I could do anything, then I was almost done when I figured out that, the wiring isn't right and someone has to fix that. And that took me 5 minutes maybe. So it is awesome and it works really well. I connected it to HomeKit and basically I can control everything with Siri, and I can also just tell her to, like, when I tell Siri good morning, good night, I'm leaving, all of those like scenes, it actually changes the settings on my Echo B. So at night the temperature is a little bit lower, during the day when I'm out it's a little bit higher, all of that. So it is awesome, and as I said, it's not that expensive for what it actually does. And supposedly it saves you some energy.
I was going to say, I would have thought.
I don't know how much, but.
Well, I was going to say, at $249, it's not going to take that long to recoup the loss in having an AC unit that's burning away when you're not even in the place.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, especially in the summer here. I think that makes a massive difference.
Muller's put Patrice needs heating. No, what he's saying is it lets the place get warmer if he's not there. So it's the opposite.
No, we actually have heating here because it can get really cold in the winter. It's usually only at night, like a couple of days. We've had like 28 degrees Fahrenheit. So about like, was that -2, -3 Celsius?
Yeah, but you said it lets the place get hotter if I'm not here. So yeah.
Yes, that's No, it doesn't heat the place. Well, it usually doesn't. It's actually pretty cool. Like, it has a lower and an upper limit, and you basically, if it hits the lower limit, it would start heating. If it hits the upper limit, it would start cooling. And anywhere in between, it's fine.
Cool, excellent picks. Like that a lot. Where can we get a hold of you, fellas? Doc,
you can find me all over the internet at DOCROCK on the YouTube at DOCROCK. Especially, that's my new thing. I'm putting out lots of videos there and working on my channel. That's it.
Good, man. Thank you for coming along. Did you enjoy your extra hour in bed, mate?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I really needed it. Cool. I'm getting elderly, so it's harder.
Oh, boy. Where are you, Jeff?
I am over at smilesoftware.com and textexpander.com. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I am Jay Gamut. And I'm around on a lot of shows. So Google me. I'm easy to find.
And doing webinars for TextExpander.
And doing webinars for TextExpander. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
I'm sure they are with you. Oh. Do you wear your pants for those? Just in case.
You know, I'm not going to answer that because I want to keep the mystery in our relationship.
Have you got any people that come on the webinars that ask you if you're wearing pants or not?
Not yet, but I'm betting now that's going to happen. I mean, The webinars are free and they happen every month. So now that people know, someone's going to ask.
Get yourself along to a Jeff webinar and keep asking that question till you get a demo.
You can ask.
The look of fear that just shot across his face then.
Well, see, I was thinking, what would I do? I mean, should I stand up? Do I make a snippet that has a clever response? I'll have to think about that.
You just need it. Yeah, you need an automatic snippet that pops up and just goes, no, I'm not standing up. Stop it. You're a BTN listener. Go away.
I can make that happen.
And Patrice, where are you, mate?
As always, every week here on the Mac Show and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. Follow the network on @BritishTech. We'll be back again next week as normal on Friday. And we've got the big show at normal time, which is coming up in an hour and a half. It's really swift tonight because we've got later start. So join us for that. It should be loads of fun. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
All right.